We're in the 10th and final chapter of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Aleph. Al Yom Adam Harini Osa Mitzvah Seter V'Yosek B'Chachmosa Kedesh Kabel Kol Brachos Ksuvos Ba O Kedesh Eskel Chayalam Haba. A person should not say, I'm going to do the mitzvahs or learn Torah or try to understand the knowledge, the logic of Torah, so that I'll receive all of the blessings that are written in the Torah, O Kedesh Eskel Chayalam Haba, so that I should live merit to live in the world to come. Ve'efros min averos shizira Torah mehen, kedei shenatsi min haklos v'ksuv b'Torah, kedei shela ekores m'chayelam haba. Or conversely, a person shouldn't say, I'm going to separate myself from sin or that the Torah warned about, so that I should be saved from all the curses that were written in the Torah, that I should not be cut off from the life of the world to come. Ein roi le'avod es Hashem al derech hazeh. It's not appropriate to serve God this way. And again, it says, "Shovet al derech zeh, who oved mira ve'enam alas hanavim l'mas chachamim," because this way of service of God is not the ultimate goal, that the prophets and the sages have been able to achieve. And again, he makes a statement. Again, you have to keep understand it in the context of the time. It says the only ones who serve God in this way are the people who do not yet have a proper schooling and education and understanding to serve God in a proper way. So we have to teach these groups that they should understand to serve God in the proper way. Who's that? Amiroretz, Amratzim, women who have been uneducated, children who have been uneducated. But the Rambam says we have a duty to educate all of them until they understand the proper way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis. The people who love God and who serve God out of love, and they engage in Torah and the mitzvos, and they go in the paths of wisdom, they don't do it for any ulterior motive, not because of fear of the punishment or to longing for the reward, but they do the truth. They act truthfully because that's truth. And only good can come as a result of truth. And in spite of this is the ultimate goal, not every wise person can achieve it. Abraham, of course, our forefather, certainly was able to achieve it. Because God called him my beloved Abraham. Because Abraham served God out of love. And if a person can first love God, then everything else will flow and everything else will follow. Then you should love God with a deep and enduring love, so that every goal and every longing of your whole existence is to love God, and that's all you're thinking about your whole life. It's like a young man or an older person who has a deep love for his wife, his bashert, for his future kala, that all you can think about is her, whether you're getting up, whether you're sitting down, whether you're eating, whether you're drinking. And so you have to be all consumed with the idea of love of God. Yosem Mizeh, Tia Avas Hashem. And even more than this, that's how you have to love God. Because we say in Shema, you should love God with all your heart and with all your might. And that's what King Solomon said, I am love sick. And the entire Song of Songs is an allegorical reference to this deep love that we have to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.